Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. We are celebrating Black History Month, and we've got with us a woman and entrepreneur. She's here to talk a little bit about what she's doing and how she's helping others as well. We are talking with entrepreneur, model, beauty editor, and founder of Posh Glam. We have with us this morning Kimberly E. Stone. Kimberly, let's talk a little bit about yourself as far as Posh Glam is concerned. When did this all begin for you, that this became part of what you do?
Well, I'll tell you, I was a kid entrepreneur, and I made T-shirts and barrettes and sold them at school and church as a kid and never named my business. So in college, I finally picked out a name, and it was Posh Glam when I was in New York City. And, you know, and then I discovered my heritage in the United Kingdom along with my Nigerian ancestry and found that maybe it was something my ancestors wanted me to take upon. Ultimately, Posh Glam came from a eureka moment where I went to two different domains, posh.com, and it was owned by a woman named Wendy, and then glam.com, which was Park at the time. And I put the two together in a eureka moment and started PoshGlam.com, meaning smart, fashionable, and glamorous.
How did it take off, or how did it build momentum? When you can come up with an idea, but to see it kind of snowball into what it is today, how did that come about?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of grunt work, a lot of hard work, burning the midnight hour oil, and a lot of people helping me out along the way. I've had PR interns. I've had people mentor me. I've had designers that were really excited about the site. And, you know, the name really draws people in, and the content keeps them there. We were a luxury blog for a very long time on WordPress, but we kept getting hacked, and we kept dealing with the problem of people wanting free press and not necessarily wanting to help monetize the site. So we moved over to a luxury social marketplace where designers can actually upload their own product and sell on the site and also socialize, as well as gossip about what's going on in the fashion industry.
So this has a lot of different contents to it. I mean, it's not like a buy and sell something. It's also a little advertising, but it also, there's a social connection to it. Talk about, I guess, the people that are involved in that. What have you learned from those who are using your site?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of members that are in the fashion industry. The people that are calling upon me are students from Parsons and Pratt and FIT and SCAD and a lot of the fashion schools. And the designers that I'm friends with from when it was a luxury blog have patronized the site. But we're onboarding now and getting people to sign up and start a conversation and do link backs to their other social channels. And we're working on the site to evolve it a bit so that it's even more exciting to interact with. So when people go to the site, they can register on the top right and then socialize on the left side and gossip in the tabs. And also, if they have a product or a product they'd like to present, they can sell now in our marketplace.
You started by doing sort of creating arts things that you were selling. Do you still do that, or are you still sort of now moved into the business end and let other people handle the other things?
Well, I'm still an art broker. I work with a broker, a European art broker, that has different pieces, including Warhol, and Modigliani, and Picasso, and Michelangelo, but I'm an art broker as well, so that's one way that I supplement my income, but we're adding an art aspect to Posh Glam as well, where artists can debut their art, independent fine artists, and sell their art as well, so ultimately, we're just looking to really tap into the space with excitement and fervor and show that we want to help people build their own brands and also socialize on our site.
Talking this morning with entrepreneur Kimberly E. Stone about Posh Glam and how in Black History Month as an African-American woman, how she's kind of succeeded in this realm. You mentioned luxury brand. I'm curious, how do you define a luxury brand? What are maybe components that actually are that? Is it something you just know it when you see it? Or what is the words?
Well, we have the high-caliber brands from the Gucci's and the Tiffany & Co.'s to the Prada's of the world, the top 8 to 10 luxury brands in the world. Then we have haute couture, and then we have ready to wear, and then we have people that create their own refined heritage or premium or luxury brands. And we're just looking really for high caliber brands. They don't necessarily have to be luxury. So luxury is something a lot of people use for SEO to kind of piggyback off of the major luxury brands of the world. But there are not that many luxury brands in the world, many true luxury brands, from Chanel, you know, to some of the other major brands. And luxury is something that people use when they're high caliber, a lot of the ready-to-wear designers, to piggyback off of the major luxury brands, like the brands you would find in Neiman Marcus or Saks or Matches. But high caliber is what we're looking for, people that are really refined and can sell on their own without us having to inspect them first. And you'll be able to see from the pictures when they upload that they're up to par and take great pride in their work.
What advice do you have for some young person who maybe is starting out in an area like this or thinking they're similar in interest that you have and trying to get that out there? What kind of steps do you think they need to take to be successful or at least to get started?
I would say learn a little bit about the refinement process. Try to refine the product and the product lifecycle and in the marketing mix as much as possible. Look at the product lifecycle charts on Google and see where you sit. Are you the cash cow? Are you the star? Are you the dead dog? Are you, you know, the star, the question mark? And look at the product lifecycle and see where you sit in your situational analysis and do a true marketing plan. And then start looking at free resources online like YouTube. People like, I really like Ty Lopez 67 Steps. That was very beneficial for me for making money. It really outlines what you need to know to make money, 67 Steps by Ty Lopez. And go to Barnes & Noble, buy the business books. Read the business publications, their online free resources, as well as buying them. Find a mentor. Really crystallize your approach so that when you're presenting yourself to people, they know that you're well-rounded.
Just, you know, that you're not focused on just one area. As you say, you kind of learn all sorts of different things. So you must be one of those kind of very curious people. You always want to learn something new or find out how things are put together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you have to stay curious. I think you have to really hone your skills and reach for knowledge and really try to consume as much as possible and get advice from people, talk to people in the bookstore, talk to people online. If you see somebody that's doing really well in business, follow them on Twitter. I think Twitter is a great resource. There's a lot of free information. It links back to really great articles. Try to stay on top of it and, you know, read a lot about business because it will sharpen your business acumen and allow you to really hone in on your own business skills, to market yourself effectively, and to have a great, well-rounded view of what it takes to survive as a business person.
Where can people follow you or find out more about what you've been talking about today?
They can follow me on Twitter, on Posh Glam, or Instagram, or they can go to my website and email me. So I really keep myself available to people if they have something to tell me or if they have something they want to run by me in terms of business. I'm looking for partnerships as well, so I kept my email address a little bit more public for the sake of keeping the communications open. So I'm a very, you know, down-to-earth entrepreneur, and if anybody has some ideas, they can reach out to me, and, you know, I'm willing to give advice as well.
Obviously, liking to pay it forward in a sense. Having gone through some of it, you can share some of your wisdom that you've already learned so far in your career. Well, Kimberly, we appreciate your time this morning, and thank you for sharing with us, and good luck with all your programs.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thanks.